Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Eileen Hennigman Meyer wrote this as an op-ed in the paper today. Our flight home to Chicago from Sarasota, Florida, was one of thousands that were canceled during the first weekend of April. Sarasota's airport is small. It grew hotter, louder, and more crowded as we worried and waited. Saturday morning, we learned that an engine repair had slightly delayed our flight. A 90-minute weather delay followed. Next, a 5-hour delay was added. No reason given. Then our flight was canceled. Stranded in the hot chaos, we tried to use the rebooking links that United Airlines provided. We had no success, and not a single representative from any airline was on the concourse. We went back to the main desk where one United Airlines representative was stationed. The line was packed with travelers, as stressed as my husband, our two teens, and me. I secured a rental car reservation on my phone, and we moved to the car rental line where we waited 3 hours. I prayed there would still be a car by the time we reached the front of the line. I was concerned about making the 20-hour drive home after a full day of anxiety and confusion. I worried, too, for the people around me, senior citizens, people with disabilities, families with young children. All were struggling to problem solve with no access to help, staff, information, or resources. It all seems so unhealthy and out of control and unsafe. She goes on to say the fellow travelers were all very helpful. There is a kindness amongst people in that room in the airport in Sarasota, but it should not be that way. And I couldn't agree more. The absence of helpful people from airlines isn't just confined to small airports. You'll run into the same absence of people in New York, at LaGuardia, at Kennedy, at O'Hare, at Midway. Eileen Hennigman Meyer's on a phone line. Eileen, I'm so glad you wrote that piece. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for visiting with me this morning.
So your family then rented a car, and it sounds like drove straight through. You said it was a lovely drive. You saw the lights in Atlanta and the sunrise in Tennessee. How much did the car rental cost then to get back to Chicago?
It was about $250.
Do you have to eat that cost?
Well, I should add too, we filled the car up 5 times. So a hearty get.
$450 yeah. Then.
Right. So it was a pretty hearty gas bill as well. Yeah. I'm in the process of working through that with the airline. And that's another piece of this that has just been so shocking to me. It's taken me about 8 hours to work through the whole refund process with the airline. I bought the tickets through Expedia, and the phone lines have just been so jam-packed this week that it's really been difficult to get a hold of anyone, on Expedia. And then once I finally did that, they kicked me over to United.
Exactly.
So it's just been so difficult to, again, it's the problem solving where you feel kind of alone as you try to work through it.
Yeah, that's the problem with those third-party apps that get you discounted rates. I've been to both of these movies, and I must tell you, one time I left hundreds of dollars on the table because I gave up. I couldn't do it anymore.
To be honest with you, I almost feel like that is in some way what it feels like they're banking on. As you work with these apps, information seems to be so sparse and incomplete that it almost feels like they're kind of counting on us giving up. And, I sort of feel like I've put so much time into this already that I'm like, nope, I'm not giving up on this.
Yeah. And, I'm so glad you touched on the absence of employees, because you go on to say in your piece, look, they knew it was spring break. They knew the place was going to be crowded. It would be as if, this is my observation, the day after Thanksgiving or that weekend, the stores didn't staff up with people they knew there was going to be a crowd. Staffing's an issue for every industry these days, so maybe that's also what you ran into. But pre-pandemic, there's no help if you have a problem at the airports. And you stand in line for an hour hoping it's the right line, for crying out loud.
Exactly. That is the part that's so difficult. I have this haunting image in my mind. One of my parents is in a wheelchair, and so we're always very concerned when we travel. But I have this haunting image in my mind of one professional who worked for, I believe, the airport itself, and he was actually pushing two wheelchairs. And for me, that just underscored the degree to which they were understaffed. And at that moment, I kind of felt like, geez, I should be getting out of this line to go and help this person. Because, I mean, it's just like that's where I feel like it's unsafe.
Well, you concluded by just saying, look, everybody, you know, you didn't say we're suckers, but we don't have to put up with this anymore. If that's
right.
If that's the treatment we get from airlines and third-party apps and the sort of cozy relationship they do or don't have, let's start driving to Nashville or Atlanta or Florida.
Right.
Or go to Bolingbrook, you know.
Right.
but we don't need to be the victims of this anymore. And I hope the airlines heed your piece. It was well done.
Thank you. Yeah. I really have started to look at this differently where, you know, I think the price of tickets was really ratcheted up right now. And we waited for 2 years to take this trip. And that was one of the reasons that we were like, you know what, we've waited a long time to take this trip. So we are just going to go ahead and we're going to, you know, pay for these tickets, even though they're more expensive than we would have paid otherwise. And I think a lot of travelers, you know, came to that same conclusion.
And then there
we all are stuck together in the airport. And I just feel like there's a better way. I think we deserve better.
Eileen Hattingman-Meyer's piece is in the Tribune today. Cut it out. Send it to your travel agent, your airline representative, the president of United. Well done, Eileen. I'm out of time today, but keep writing and keep traveling.
Thank you so much.